Well, Toronto's theatre community is mourning the loss of Peter Donaldson today. The veteran actor, known for his work at Stratford, on the screen and beyond, he died of lung cancer this weekend at the age of 57. In recent years, he had been seen on the Toronto stage in plays like Glengarry Glen Ross at Soulpepper. And last spring, he was in our studios with fellow actors Colin Mochrie and Evan Booling talking about the Cannes stage production of Art. It's a three-man play about friendship that is tested when one of the trio buys an expensive work of art. I actually saw that play in New York, starring Alan Alda. It's a fantastic play. And here is a little of Peter Donaldson in Art. It begins with him asking Booling whether he's heard of their mutual friend's news.
Have you seen Serge lately?
Not lately, no. Have you?
Yesterday.
Is he okay?
Yes. He's just bought a painting.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Nice?
White.
White?
White. Imagine a canvas, 5 feet by 4, with a few white diagonal stripes, and maybe another horizontal white line toward the bottom.
How can you see them?
What?
Well, the white lines, if the background's all white, how can you see the lines?
You just can. I suppose because the lines are slightly gray, or vice versa. There are degrees of white. There's more than one kind of white.
Don't get upset. Why are you getting upset?
You immediately start quibbling. Why can't you let me finish?
All right, go on.
So you have an idea what the painting looks like?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, now guess how much Serge paid for it.
Who's the painter?
Antrios. Ever heard of him?
No. Is he fashionable?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, it's logical.
No, it's not logical.
Of course it's logical. You asked me to guess the price. You know very well the price depends on how fashionable the painter is.
I'm not asking you to apply a whole set of critical standards. I'm not asking you for a professional assessment. I am asking you what you, Yvan, would pay for a white painting gussied up with a few off-white stripes.
Jack shit.
Right. And what about Serge? Pick a figure at random.
10,000 francs.
Ha!
50,000.
Ha!
100,000.
Keep going.
150? 200?
200. 200 grand.
No.
Yes.
200 grand.
200 grand.
Has he gone crazy?
Looks like it.
Oh, what a fantastic play. That is the late actor Peter Donaldson with a scene from last spring's Cannes stage production of Art. You may have seen him in that show. And someone who did see a lot of Peter Donaldson, both on stage and off, is a passionate theater goer and critic, Lynn Slotkin. And she joins me now with some insight into the man on the boards and behind the scene. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Laura.
People might not know Peter Donaldson's name right away, but they certainly recognize his face. Mm-hmm. Tell us about his more prominent roles.
He's done television. He did, for instance, he played Ian Bowles in Emily of New Moon with his wife, Sheila McCarthy. And he's done film and he's done other television works. But it really was on stage that he lived. And mainly he did a lot of his most prominent work at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. I remember productions such as Timon of Athens, in which he played a fierce, bitter man in the title role. And for me, that was so memorable. You can see the edge in this little clip of Art. I mean,
absolutely.
You can absolutely hear that. Also memorable was some people think that the definitive production of Long Day's Journey into Night at Stratford several years ago. It had a stellar cast. It was brilliantly directed. And he played a young man. He played Jamie Tyrone Jr., who was always in the shadow of his father, a great actor. And his father always let him know that he never measured up. So you saw in this production, you saw the rage and the frustration and the disappointment and the love this character had for his family. I also remember him as Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, also at Stratford, where he played a white lawyer defending a black man for a rape. There you see the decency, the quiet, and the resolve, and the whimsy here. At the bow, with the young actress playing Scout, both of them turned to each other and gave each other a high five. I mean, it was a perfect way of ending a stellar production.
And he was coming up to 25 years at Stratford.
He was. It would have been his 25th year had he done the two roles that he was going to do at Stratford this coming summer. Yeah.
What was his relationship to Toronto?
He did a lot of work in Toronto. He and his family moved here a couple of years ago. He hadn't been at Stratford for a couple of seasons, and Stratford's loss was Toronto's gain. As you said, we saw him in art at Canadian Stage. He was he played in Glengarry Glen Ross,
right,
in the two productions that they did at Soulpepper. He also did their first production of Our Town years ago for Soulpepper. He played the stage manager, and he was in a production at Factory Theatre called The Way It Is. He did an awful lot of work, and he did that in the last 2 years, and you could see the ravages of the chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would come on, you'd be stunned by how he looked. He had lost his hair, he had lost weight. When he opened his mouth, he was that character, bang on, and you forgot all of that stuff that he obviously was going through privately. And he became those characters, vivid, passionate, full of grace, full of dignity. He would play an ordinary character extraordinarily. He played guys we would pass in the street. He made us look, pay attention, sit up in our seats. Terrific work.
What about off the stage? What was he like when he wasn't an actor?
And when he wasn't an actor, he played golf with Peter Mansbridge.
That's right. I'd read that.
They were great golfing buddies. He was involved. I saw him on a cooking show, The Manic Organic, with Anthony John, be involved there. My lasting remembrance would be seeing he and his wife and his family in the theater. This past summer, I was behind them as we were walking to an opening night. And there they were, just leisurely walking, bantering along, a family, mm-hmm, together.
And that was a real love story.
He wore a suit. They were dressed up. The girls were dressed. He has two daughters. They were dressed up, and they didn't schmooze. They didn't do all that dazzly stuff. They just talked to their friends. An ordinary guy. I can't remember what the show was that I was going to review at the time, but I remember seeing Peter Donaldson and his family on the way to the theater. What does that say? Never mind.
Yeah, truly a great loss.
Yeah, a terrible loss. Irreplaceable.
Too young.
Too young, 57. He was irreplaceable. Nobody could play those ordinary guys as extraordinarily the way he did.
All right. Thank you for that, Lynn.